Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
19082.
Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name on the account?
First of all, who are you? Well,
I'm a customer service agent that works at a call center that services 500 companies. How can I assist you today?
I had a charge on my bank account from Quality Clean Living that I don't recognize.
Yes, sir. The only way that I can let you know who's billing you and why is gathering some information from you to pull up an account.
Okay.
Can I have a first and last name?
Craig Ritchie.
Craig Ritchie. And that was 19082.
Correct.
Let's see. Thank you. And for security purposes, can you please verify that address for me?
233 North Linden Avenue. Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 19082.
Thank you so much for that. I've located your account. I do see where you made a purchase for our Focus Pods.
For
our earpods and the watch.
No, the purchase was for $5.97 or something, not.
That was the shipping, yes, sir. That was the shipping cost for that product. It was a 14-day trial.
That was not understood.
The terms and conditions that were agreed to before proceeding to checkout did state where the company ships out a product to the customer, give the customer 14 days to receive the product to see if that's a product that the customer will like or not. And the company only asks of the customers to call to cancel that product if it was something that they weren't satisfied with to avoid being billed on the monthly subscription.
Did you say a monthly subscription?
Correct. Well, to be billed full price of that product, I'm sorry, didn't mean monthly subscription.
Okay. That was not clear. I never would have ordered them. That was...
Hello?
Hello, yes, I... I'm really frustrated here. It's certainly not how I understood it. So,
Hello?
There's no more. Okay. Are there going to be any more charges?
No, sir, it's not.